This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Governor Polis says he supports the repeal of a constitutional amendment that limits residential property taxes. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The Gallagher Amendment has been on the books since the 1980s and has helped keep property taxes low for homeowners. But during recessions, it pushes down rates even further, and the taxpayers' Bill of Rights keeps them low. That can lead to permanent revenue reduction for governments that rely on property taxes, like school districts and counties. At the same time, it shifts more of the taxpaying burden onto businesses. Any changes to the amendment would have to pass in a statewide vote. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Governor Polis says coronavirus cases are trending downward in Colorado. The state's safer at home order expired a month ago. Polis says despite that, people with the virus are now spreading it to fewer people.
The out of control exponential growth of the virus stopped, and we need to keep that up.
Fewer than 400 Coloradans are hospitalized with the virus right now. That's the lowest number since before the virus peaked. Colorado's lawmakers are back at work today for the first time since adjourning in March. Both Democrats and Republicans plan to introduce new bills to deal with the pandemic. The coronavirus also means big changes to how lawmakers do their work. CPR's Megan Verlee explains.
You've got people coming in masks, getting their temperatures shaken. You've got lawmakers on the floor of the House, mostly, not entirely, wearing masks with these big plexiglass shields between their desks because they sit very tightly together. Mm. A lot of empty desks because some lawmakers have even offered to sit up in the viewing galleries to create more distance. It's a very different Capitol.
CPR's Megan Verlee. The owners of a Castle Rock restaurant that was shut down for defying a state public health order are suing the governor and health officials. CNC Breakfast and Korean Kitchen's license was suspended after it opened for dine-in service on Mother's Day and let dozens of people in. The owners say that was unconstitutional. Colorado Restaurant Association President Sonia Riggs says she empathizes with restaurant owners who are scared to lose their livelihoods.
We never encourage people to break the law. You know, follow the health code guidelines. Please pay attention. There's a reason that I think the government has been doing what they've been doing. They're trying to keep people safe.
The restaurant's license will be suspended for at least a month. It is 75 and clear in Montrose, 76 in Denver. This is CPR News.